Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chal Daf Lamed Hey, and we are starting about four lines up from the bottom with the words of Zeir Rabbi, and the Vilna's daf is right at the beginning of Chaf Alpha and Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marz Merim Sar Basav Yaakov Maisha Her Nishama Should Have an Aliyah. Now we were right in the middle of discussing Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish regarding Nashach. When two does touch each other and only together they have the Shir Chala, is that Chibur Da'iraisa or Drabanan? Rabbi Yochanan said Da'iraisa, Reish Lakish said Drabanan. Now we had asked on Reish Lakish from a Braisa, which discussed a similar case to our Mishnah, a piece of Sa'ar that did not yet have Chala taken off, got mixed into a dough that already had challah separated, and the Braisa told us the one is allowed to take a small dough, attach it to the one with the sa'ar, and the two combined have the shir challah. Now, if Reish Lakish is correct that nashach is not d'iraisa, how could the Braisa suggest this? The sa'ar is chayv and challah d'iraisa, and the new dough is only d'rabanan. And we already had one answer, and here's our second one. Reb Zeir Abayi, Reb Zeir suggests, oy ma pligin Reb Yechon Reb Shimon Lakish, or we could say what's machlokes Reb Yechon Reish Lakish in regards to whether or not nashach is d'rabanan d'iraisa, bin nashach me'elav. That's when we have two doughs that touched on their own. It's over there the Reish Lakish holds that it's Drabanan. Aval imi shichu biyadai. But if he, on his own, with his own hands, took a dough and put it next to another one, then kol am maydayesh ha-nashach taira, everyone would agree that nashach is dairaisa, and therefore this braisa is not problematic with Reish Lakish. However, the Gemara says, afilu temar hishichu biyadai hiya machlokes, even if you want to say that when he physically takes two doughs and puts them together, there's still machlokes over there. And Reish Lakish holds that nashach, even in that case, is Drabanan. There's still no problem from this braisa on Shitas Reish Lakish. Lamed hayam beis on top. Nemar Reb Shimon Lakish kedaite. Let's just say the Reish Lakish is lashitasai. Dam Reb Shimon Lakish Reb Shimon Cheskia tevel batal barayv. The tevel is batal barayv mida iraisa, and that's what the Mishnah and the Brayso are talking about. We have sa'ar that needs challah separated from it, and then it falls into a dough that already had challah taken off, and mida iraisa it's batal barayv. That means that this sa'ar is only chayv and challah mida rabbanon, and therefore there's no problem to say that nashach is mida rabbanon, because anyway the sa'ar is chayv only mida rabbanon, and this nashach is mida rabbanon, so everything fits. Now we continue discussing this. Rabbi Yossi Reb Nehrai Amar, Tevel Batal Barayv, Tevel is Batal Barayv. Once again, meaning that when Tevel falls into Rayv Chulin, Mida Iraisa it's Batal, and it's not Chayv to have Maestro separated, only Mid Rabbanon. Whereas Amar Rabbi Yechon says, Ina Tevel Batal Barayv, Mida Iraisa Tevel is not Batal. Now Rabbi Mamal, Verav Hila, Alun Ovda Kumi Rabbi Yossa, they brought a situation in front of Rabbi Yossa that this happened. Tevel fell into Rayv Chulin, and Sarvan Meimar, they wanted to say, Shnaim Ravin Al Echad, it's two versus one over here. It's Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yossi Reb Nehrai on one side, against Rabbi Yechanan on the other side, and therefore we should say that Tevel is Batal Barayv. However, V'loi Shmien Da'amar Reb Simon B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, they didn't hear the Reb Simon says the name of Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Eina Tevel Batal Barayv, and that makes it two versus two. And now continue to discuss this, we're going to ask from our Mishnah on Reish Lakish. V'tanin, the Mishnah itself says, V'im Lav Maitzi Me'echad Ala Kol. If not, he takes off one challah for everything here. This is the Mishnah telling us what's supposed to be done when we have this Sa'ar that falls into the dough that already had the challah separated, and this that we just read is the Mishnah telling us that if he doesn't have any other dough that's chayv and challah that could be used to potter the sa'ar that fell in, he has to use this dough itself and separate challah for everything here. And that only makes sense if we say that tevel is not batal barayv, because if tevel is batal barayv, there's no reason to separate challah from this. It's completely batal. So more answers. Rabbi Yossi tells us, kol ama moidai, really everyone, meaning both Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish agree, shehu mafresh, that he does have to separate challah from this mixture over here. Again, this sa'ar that had fallen into the dough that already had challah separated, we still have to take off challah from here, and that's whether he's doing it midin derabanan or midin deraisa maplegin. So what's the machlokes? Lachash lafrasha shnia. Whether or not we have to be chayshesh, and maybe we're gonna have to separate challah again. Manda amar tevel batal barayv. According to Reish Lakish, that tevel is batal barayv. Arima. Let's say he took off challah again. We have the sa'ar that fell into the dough that already had challah separated. As he takes a piece of challah from this dough, and that's just a din derabanan. But then what happened? V'naflas la'atar chayron. This piece of challah that he separated fell into a different place. Einu chayish lafrasha shnia. He doesn't have to be chayshesh and now take off a second time because truma. Drabanan, and remember, challah is just like truma, so this challah, which is only challah drabanan, cannot create a medoma mixture, and therefore, when this challah drabanan falls into another place, he doesn't have to separate again from there. Whereas manda amar ina tevel batal barayv, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the tevel is not batal barayv. Arima, if he separated challah from his dough, v'nafos la'atar chayron, and it fell into a different dough, chayshel afrash shnia, he has to be chayshesh and separate a second time from that dough because it's challah d'iraisa, not drabanan. And further discussing this machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish regarding tevel being batal barayv, amar Rav Barav Bas says, in regards to what do they argue, if the tevel was tevel mida iraisa and then it fell into roiv chulin, we have this machlokes whether or not it's batal barayv. But if it's tevel mida rabbanon, then kol am moidai tevel batal barayv, everyone agrees, meaning Rabbi Yochanan agrees to Reish Lakish that tevel is batal barayv. However, Rabbi Bar Kahana asked in front of Rabbi Yossi, vataninan, we learned in our Mishnah that we have a similar case to the dough, zeisei masak shenis arvum zeisei Zesi Nikov, if olives that were picked for his own personal use, that are chayv in Maaser, got mixed in with Zesi Nikov, those are olives that are left on the tree for the Aniyim, and they're putter in Maaser, or Inve Butter, Shems Avruim, Inve Oilois, grapes that he picked for himself, they got mixed in with grapes that were left for the Aniyim. Both of these are the same exact case, where we have grapes that are chayv in Maaser, falling into grapes that are putter in Maaser. The Mishnah had said he has to separate Maaser from them, and here's the question, V'loi Tevel Shenitol Midrayim Hu? Isn't this considered Tevel Midrabanon? Why is that? Because the majority of olives and grapes are used for oil and wine, and that means that these olives and grapes are not yet at Gemar Malacha, which makes them Tevel Midrabanon, and therefore they should be Batal Barayv according to this. But the Mishnah clearly says that Maaser needs to be separated. So Lamed Vav Amar Alf on top, Amar Rav Mana answers, Kiyamte B'Shemishal Zese Masik Shenis Arav B'Shemishal Zese Nikov. We establish the Mishnah as not talking about olives or grapes, we're really talking about olive oil that was made from his own personal olives that fell into olive oil that was made from Aniyim's olives that were potter, and the same thing with the grapes, and therefore it's Tevel Midda'iraisa, not Tevel Midrabanon. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.